Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, and we're coming to you on See You Next Tuesday.
Yay! Pomptini!
Cosmopolitan. Wait, can I just tell you something now? Sure. First off, I just want to start off by saying this Instagram account called Comments by Celebs. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay. It's at Comments by Celebs. It is so freaking funny. This person goes through like Instagram comments and finds like what celebrities comment to each other on Instagram.
Oh my God.
But anyways, I hope.
Are we following them?
I am on my personal.
No, get on the judgy girls.
I know. I'm going to do it I'm going to do it right now. But okay, so I'm just commenting on this one right now because there's this throwback picture that Kris Jenner just posted, and Kim Kardashian has her like sperm eyebrows and like bad makeup, and Katy Perry literally messages, "Tell Kim to show us that look on makeup tutorial, please." Like, she's shading her so bad. I love it. Anyways.
Some celebrity trolling celebrities.
Yes. It's like what we aim to do once we become famous, which is never, because we just keep getting blocked.
Well, yeah, that is true. We don't know why Carl from Summer House would block us.
Carl, why'd you block us? Carl, why'd you block us? Carl, why did he block us? Do you think
I don't know, but
poll question is asking if he is gay?
No, I really don't think he saw that. I don't know why he's so mad at us. However, I can see why Peggy might have blocked us.
Okay, we post one picture of a nose job, and everybody's, I mean, what is this, the new kneecap gate? Just kidding, that was posted way long ago.
Oh my gosh, kneecap.
Have we posted a podcast since kneecap gate?
No, you guys, we're not fat shaming people. We are fat.
First off, who fat shames a kneecap?
We weren't saying that was a fat kneecap. We just thought it looked like a fetus.
First off, show me one person who has an attractive kneecap. Like, mine are disgusting. They have scars on them. I don't even shave my legs because boys don't like me. What's the reason to shave my legs? Like, there's nothing looking good on this kneecap. I looked at Alessandra Ambrosio's kneecap. Ugly.
Yeah, no. I was like, okay, I'm going to post a kneecap picture. And then I really started looking at my kneecaps and I was like, ew, these are gross.
But my favorite part is,
I was like, I really don't want to post one.
It's like, we can talk about Shannon yo-yoing weight. We could talk about Jax shoving all the pasta up his nose. We could talk about Dorit's sixth toe. We could talk about Sheena's non-existent ass. But we post Dolores's kneecap and we have kneecap gate 2018. Like, what?
His son
Frankie
commented on it. I literally, I'm texting Courtney. I'm like, I'm getting pretty nervous about this kneecap situation.
I was like,
do we delete it? And I was like, no, we're not deleting it.
But Frankie commented, he's like, you might think this is funny until it happens to someone you love. And I'm like, if someone
you love that's done everything for you your whole life. And then I wrote back, I'll post a kneecap picture of myself. We love your mother inside and out. And then he deleted the comment.
Well,
he deleted the comment.
Because, okay, we could have posted her rock hard boob job. Like, we could have posted like that blackface photo from Margaret's party. We didn't do any of that. We posted a kneecap and that's what we freak out about. Like, he should have deleted that. I would have been stoked if there was like, if we were on a Bravo show, which Andy will take one. twojudgygirls@gmail.com. If we were on a Bravo show and someone was going to troll me and the worst thing they did was post about my kneecap, I'd be like, follow, DM, hi, thank you, love you so much, ha, ha, ha. And I would do anything to get them on my side. And I would thank them for just a kneecap. So anyways,
And also, like, come on, these people take a joke.
Take a joke. Like, two judgy girls, it doesn't say two saintly girls who are going to heaven. That's not our name.
No, it doesn't. Well, I hope we get there, but
I think it's going to be like warmer in hell. And I feel like all of you guys are going to be there with us so we can all hang out.
Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday.
Oh, are you giving up anything for Lent?
I always give up chocolate. So I just stuff my face with Girl Scout
cookies. So it starts tomorrow. Oh, good.
Yeah, tomorrow's Ash Wednesday. I give the ashes.
Oh, you do. You don't burn, and you don't burn up?
No.
Oh, that's good.
They let me give them.
And do you make the kids like write down what they're giving up for Lent?
Oh yeah. So like, well, today we had to celebrate Valentine's Day early because tomorrow is Ash Wednesday.
Right.
So we celebrated Valentine's Day today, had a big party, exchanged, you know, cards and candies and whatnot. And
do all the kids give you a card?
And then tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I got like so many secret admirers.
Oh, wow. You sure are lucky.
Just kidding. And then, yeah. And then tomorrow morning, I'll go each one by one. And I don't say what you're going to give up. It's more, I say, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be like, you should set the table every day, maybe, or take your dog on a walk.
Uh-oh. So they
people at younger ages, they do almsgivings. They try to do something.
Oh, I like
that. And then older people sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Well,
a little lesson for you guys.
I'm giving up Coca-Cola like I try to do every Lent. It's very difficult.
How much Coca-Cola do you drink?
I don't drink a lot of it, but like maybe I need one here and there. I'd say I have a couple a week. A day.
Okay.
Five a day. Just kidding. I have like maybe like honestly like one like every like third day. It's enough that I could give it up. I have a problem. And when I'm hungover, I'll drink six. Nothing fixes a hangover like a breakfast burrito and a large ice cold Coke.
And you're just going regular original Coke.
Yeah, I don't drink that other crap.
The Coke Zeros are good. They taste really, really – they almost take like a Mexican Coke.
How dare you? How dare you? If you are an avid regular Coca-Cola drinker, you know that that Coke Zero is bullshit.
Oh, well, I don't really drink soda, so.
Well.
That's why I'm so skinny.
But I bet your knee. I bet your kneecap's still ugly.
From now on, when we're like being mean to people, I bet she has an ugly kneecap.
Yeah, that's going to be my insult always. Like, oh, you think you're so pretty? Have you checked out your kneecap lately? And then it's going to be stylish. And then I'm just going to like mic drop and walk away. Because apparently I get into a lot of arguments on the street. I could just, I don't know how, when this is going to happen, but whatever. Okay. Also, I have a little confession to make.
Okay.
It's gonna be an, please tell us. It's going to be an unpopular opinion. So,
oh sure.
As you see on Vanderpump Rules, and we get lots of DMs about this, and I just kind of laugh and go, "Hi, yes." People do not like how Lala does. All the girls wear the jackets on their shoulders, but they don't put their arms through it.
The Kardashians do that as well.
I also do that as well.
When do you do that?
Oh,
like what kind of event are you going to?
Out at that, like out at night?
So you're wearing what kind of jacket?
It's either like my leather jacket, it might be like my pea coat, it might be my oversized jean jacket. Like we've said, we are basic. So like I own all the basic staples of a wardrobe. Mm-hmm. But I used to like make fun of people who did that, like, ugh. And then I realized it's actually lovely. You have the best of both worlds. You have warmth, but also coolness. You know, like you can get overheated in a jacket, but you just put it over your shoulder.
It's like permanently 60 degrees here. So you just always wear a jacket.
Sometimes it's like.
And then like when you go in a place, you don't take it off. It's like part of your outfit for the night. Like you're not going to get too hot.
Yeah, but like here you do.
And even if you are too hot, you're not going to take it off because it matches your outfit.
Yeah. No, well, and that's also partially why you wear it on your shoulders is because it goes with the whole look.
I don't do this.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry to people because...
You know what? During Lent, you should go to confession. So I'm glad, you know, you stepped up and did that for us today.
These are my confessions.
Maybe I'll have a confession.
Just when I thought I Maybe could I'll say all I could say. My chick on the side says she got one on the way. These are my confessions.
Okay.
I just thought I'd get the singing out anyway. Right away. So that way those who don't like it can just fast forward.
Okay, sure. Okay, the biggest event I feel like this week was Jagger's 4th birthday party.
Jagger, mummy and daddy love you so much. Let's post an Instagram story dedicating it to you. Do you have an Instagram?
They posted so much stuff.
Where the hell is Fifi?
Then she posted a picture of Fifi today.
Oh, she did.
Mm-hmm. Because I think she felt bad at the superhero party. Because I think people were like, I saw someone made it on a milk sign. Where's Fifi? Like on a milk curtain.
Yeah, no, I saw it. I mean, it's taking off of like what we did with Sheena's smile and, you know, Jason Couchy, but it's fine. It's good to inspire others.
Totally. I have an idea for tomorrow.
Don't tell him.
I think I texted it too.
What was I going to say? No, but so she posted like a photo. It was like her, Jagger, and PK, and then like some superheroes. And she's like, family photo. And I was like, oh, Fifi, where are you?
I'm telling you, I think it's because she had a surrogate for Fifi.
So you just feel like she doesn't.
Like maybe she forgot. Maybe she like forgot because she wasn't pregnant. I don't know. She forgets about her. I really do think she
does. Well, and she has so many nannies and in-laws, and yeah, I could see that. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and then apparently Real Housewives of Orange County is filming, and so Lydia announced today that she's officially gone.
And Peggy.
And Peggy and Megan King Edmonds was a few weeks ago. So right now they have
There's four of them.
Tamara, Tammy Sue.
Tamara?
Woo! Whoop it up. Whoop it up, Vicky. Mm-hmm.
Shannon.
I'm single.
Kelly God.
Fuck all of you.
And then they have a new, I know they definitely got one new girl. Mm-hmm,
she's blonde. Ryan Culberson, you know, Brianna's husband, he sent us over another, he sent us over two quote unquote socialites. I told him I've lived in Orange County, basically. Like, I grew up in Orange County. I never met a socialite that lived there. And he's like, okay, well, they think they're socialites. So that's all I have for you.
So one of them is Layla Mijani Kushibin.
It sounds like it's Peggy's replacement.
I know. She almost has 100,000 Instagram followers. Wow. She's a wife, a mommy, a philanthropist, a certified go-getter. I don't know how you see that.
She just printed it off the internet, certificate of go-getting. She's like, I'm going to just write my name in.
And then the other one is Jackie Melby. And she's a fitness enthusiast, but they're both friends with Gretchen. Ugh. So I feel like they're going to.
Gretchen has no storyline. What? Like, I don't care about her trying IVF.
No, Gretchen's yeah, that's going to be the storyline. But she'll be like how Danielle Staub was this season Jersey if she's actually on the camera.
But Danielle was.
She was really unlikable at that.
But I felt like she's pretty integral on the season, no? Danielle? She did more than Dolores did. All Dolores did was stick her ass so high, so far up Siggy's ass. Like, shit, man.
Yeah, but she wasn't an official housewife.
Right, I know, but I'm saying, like, I hope Gretchen isn't as on screen as Danielle was. That's all.
I mean, they definitely just need a whole new revamp of OC. So.
Yeah, I agree. And then did you, like, Peggy's photo today of her, like, I really think that Megan King Edmonds actually left the show. Like, I don't think they fired her.
I do, too. I think she was, like, I think that she was like, I'm done. We're not going to live in Orange County anymore. Jimmy's job's with the Cardinals. I'm going to have three kids in no time.
Yeah. Like, I think she left, but I think Lydia and Peggy definitely were not invited back. And so they give them the opportunity. They're like, do you want us to say you were fired? Or do you want to say, like, we'll let you say you've decided to not come back.
Right. But I also wonder if there's a little bit of, they know they don't fit in.
Well, so like
Like, especially Lydia.
Well, so Andy has said, like, Lydia's first season, she left. They didn't fire her. They were going to ask her back, but she left. And then this season, though, I don't
Lydia's so rich. She's like Paris Hilton rich. So why does she even need
to
do
Paris Hilton rich? I mean, still.
But well, remember she said that?
No, I know. But I mean, like, I wouldn't compare myself to Paris Hilton as being rich. That's not my, I'm just saying that's not my comparison.
I think she's richer than we are.
Mary, the cockroaches that like infest the outside of my apartment are richer than I am. Okay.
Well, didn't she just get, like, how big was her ring?
I don't know. You can get
Paris Hilton's engagement ring.
Oh, and we do know she probably bought that for herself.
Yeah. I think there's some good money there.
No, I think she has money, but it's like when you compare yourself to somebody who's like rich, like Paris Hilton was like rich, like when like that's hot, like she was like relevant. Maybe that's what I mean. When you say like you're something rich, like I say like relevant, somebody relevant.
Right. She never thought Kim would surpass her like she has.
Ugh, man. And now Paris Hilton is modeling.
Remember when Kim was her assistant.
She like organized her closet, and now Paris is like doing Yeezy season 6.
Yes, that is so true.
What did you think? I know that was like a week or two ago. That's like kind of old news, but what did you think about all these like random people being Kim?
I thought it was really creepy and I didn't like it. And I'm sick of Kim wearing, or all the Kim and Kylie, they wear out Spanx in public as shorts.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't get it. I think it's so gross.
Can you imagine if we did that? People would be like, what the fuck are you wearing? I'm like, no, it's really cool. It's Yeezy season 6.
They're spandex. They're literally Spanx.
Yeah, Sheena probably.
I don't get it.
Sheena's probably like, ooh, can I wear those and wear the ones with the butt pads in it? Because she's a bootleg. She's a bootleg Kardashian.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think it's freaking weird. That's all. Okay, so we talked about.
Did you watch Bethany and Frederick?
This week, no, because we're recording this, but I did catch it last week. I cannot take either of them that much.
Well, I think it's funny that the show's only 30 minutes. And then I was just thinking about how many spinoffs Bethany has had.
Yeah, what did she have?
Housewife, then Bethany getting married, then Bethany having a baby. Where was Bethany getting a divorce?
Well, that was in the courthouse.
Okay, and then she had her own like Bethany show,
right?
Like a talk show,
right? That failed.
And then she came back. Then she came back to Housewives. Now she has the Frederick and Bethany. When is she not on Bravo?
That's totally true. I think she's too on all the time. Like, she is funny in small doses, and I think for the most part she like tells the truth. But it's like,
And she's got some good one-liners, but it's too like on.
Yeah, she's too on all the time. Where I'm like, what are you like? And when she's not doing that, she's like crying. You know, it's too much for me. I need her just in small doses. I also just am not invested in them redoing whatever they're doing.
I usually really like the real estate shows, but I don't think I can watch this one.
I don't like really like Frederick. I like Ryan Serhant and obviously Steve Gold. If you give Steve Gold a spinoff and all he needs to do is stand in for 30 minutes with his shirt off, I'll watch that.
I think he's back with his girlfriend.
What? Which?
Maybe I'm wrong. Ugh.
Checking now.
She was a model.
What? You mean she wasn't a normal chubster like us? What? It's crazy.
Okay,
continue.
Now, are you watching Celebrity Big Brother with Brandi Glanville?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm not watching. Okay. So tell me.
First off, you guys, I have no life, as many of you have told me on a DM. Celebrity Big Brother is on like 3 to 4 nights a week. Okay. One of my friends like works for like the production company. So I always like to support her endeavors. So she just tells me like, hey, Celebrity Big Brother, you know, I'd love for you to watch it. So we have a group text going about Big Brother. We talk about it. I am so into it. Because this show is only 2.5 weeks, you guys, do yourself a favor. It's 2.5 weeks. You can get you can watch the old episodes on CBS All Access, and I'm pretty sure you can do like a month free trial. So you can literally just watch this and then cancel it. It's on 3 or 4 times a week. It's 2.5 weeks. That's it. So these people have come in and they are playing.
Is this a paid promotion?
No, what, like Austin and his Insta story of Match.com?
He's not using Match.com.
He has put on his Insta story. If you haven't seen it, Mary, I would like you to.
No, I did see it. It's like, Austin, we know you're a Tinder Bumble guy.
Well, also.
And we actually know you're just a guy that goes into a bar and takes home girls.
Yeah, and like, that's embarrassing. I literally sent the story to Cam Wimberly, and I was like, you need to knock him into shape. Tell him what's up. She hasn't responded, but I think that's because she's a baby.
She'll get back.
Anyways, I want you guys to watch Celebrity Big Brother. Brandy's doing a great job. So we've got Brandy. So we have Brandy Glanville. We have Shannon Elizabeth. We have Ross Matthews. Mark McGrath. Remember Sugar Ray? Love that. Omarosa.
I heard he looks so different.
Oh, he loves Botox, but the Botox is settling, so he's starting to look a little normal again.
And then I heard that Omarosa faked an asthma attack.
Well, Omarosa got safety for the first elimination. She then said she had an asthma attack. And so she kind of got out of it. And then Keisha Knight Pullum is on the show, and she had depleting breast milk. I don't really know what that means, because I have no kids and should not be blessed with a child at any point in my life soon. She's like, please send me home. My breast.
So the breast milk is like drying up.
Yeah. So Omarosa stayed another. She lives another day. But anyways, Brandy, I don't know what's up with her. She looks like she had a stroke, or like Bell's palsy, and like her lip is just like drooping, real droopy.
It's just way too much Botox. Yeah, I think. They overdosed it because they only found out like a month ago that they were going on this.
Probably less than that. It's kind of crazy. I mean, I'm sure that there are steps.
So she was like, yeah. Went to Dr. Nassoff I don't know who she goes to.
Why do you think I know this? I have no idea. I don't think she has a good doc, though. She probably got it on Groupon.
She got overdosed.
Yeah, so it's not a good
look. Oh, she's really she told me she was – she told me.
Yeah.
She told someone that she was trying to get the money because she had to pay for her son's $30,000 education.
So
I kind of want her to win.
Well, so then I had this, thought, too, and I'm like, all these, aging celebrities who are still trying to hold on to this fame, how come they can't get a real job? And my friends had this argument, well, what would they do? And I'm like, okay, Brandy was a model. Why couldn't she be an agent for models? Why couldn't she live that lifestyle? She knows the business. She knows who casting people are. Old models, people who are not doing it anymore, they should find something within their niche and they should do that. You want to pay for your son's school? Go get a real job. You're going to lock yourself up for 15 days in a house to get money?
That sounds promising to me.
I mean, I'm just saying, she's crude on the show. This was actually funny though. This was a funny line. Omarosa goes to her. She goes, don't try to play me like a game. My name is not Nintendo. And Brandy goes, I play Xbox, bitch. And I was like, point for Brandy. Okay. However, going off, are you going to watch the Bachelor games?
No, I'm giving up on the Bachelor.
Yeah, I want to watch it, but I'm like, I don't have time. Because I also really love the Olympics. I love the Olympics.
No, I'm not watching those either.
What the hell, Mary? The Olympics. It's like Team USA. Shaun White won gold. 17-year-old Chloe Kim won gold yesterday. Adam Rippon. They are all national treasures, and they should be treated as such. And you need to watch.
I'm more into the Summer Olympics.
Well, you know what? Winter happens too.
Yeah, not for me.
Well, I like winter because I always am working on my winter body. So I appreciate.
I know. I was having this conversation with somebody and how you can't really relate to the Winter Olympics as much.
Why? Because you're a track, like, you're a track star and you get it?
Totally. No, but just, I don't know. I think it's not as relatable. And also you really can't even see their faces because they're so covered up.
And that bothers you.
Mm-mm. Okay. I can't relate to them. I can't see their facial expressions. I can't see what their bodies look like.
Okay, well, if anything, you need to watch figure skating because Tara Lipinski and John Muir are starring in the Hunger Games version of the Olympics.
I did see that.
And they have bedazzled headsets.
I did see that. I do. I mean,
they literally.
I loved Tonya Harding. Yeah.
Okay, that was like 1994.
I do. Yeah, when I was 9, I really was fond of the Winter Olympics, and I used to skate in my garage on rollerblades.
I would love to see that.
We would do competitions, my sisters and I, with rollerblades in the garage.
And who would win?
And then my sisters would make farting sounds during mine, and I would get so mad, and I would start my routine over again until they stopped doing it, but they just would keep on doing it, and I'd just keep on restarting, and then, like, by the 20th time, I would give up. I was tortured as a child.
Oh my god, you were the middle child. Okay. Moving on. Let's do some polls.
Okay.
So, do you know how these work, Mary? So, what I'm gonna
are you gonna read them?
I'm gonna read them to you. You're gonna tell me what you think the answer is, and or what you think everybody the majority vote was. Do you get it?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, I think
I got it.
Okay, I think you got this. Okay. We start off. Mind you, I want you guys to know today I was at the DMV. So these are where the background photo is of me waiting outside the DMV. Because it's like,
why did you have to go to the DMV?
Well, because I had to pay for my registration, but I was dumb and I thought, oh, I have some parking citations, so I'll pay those first. But they didn't come off the registration. And if you pay them, then you have to go in and you have to pay the registration in the DMV instead of. It's just because I'm stupid.
This sounds hard.
The answer is because I'm stupid. Speaking of stupid, okay. Is Patrick hot? Pull that man bun? No. Chop it off.
No. He chop it off and he's not hot. He's not hot because he's smug.
He just seems like he'd kind of smell.
He's also wearing, I think, a lot of bronzer or some type of self-tanner, and then he sweats a lot.
Well, maybe it's Stassi's self-tanner on him.
Oh, rubbed off. That can make sense.
Yeah. But I don't know, because he blocked her, which that we'll get into that. The whole thing's weird. 82% agree. Patrick is not hot.
Well, good thing she has a new boyfriend.
Yeah. And guys, if you want to stalk, is it mean for us to like give this info? It's a public account.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's called at the good, the bad, the boogie or
bogey, like golf.
Oh,
at the good, the bad, the bogey. That is Stassi's new boyfriend, Bo. He seems, we talked about this, I believe, like he seems like a good match for her.
I agree. He's probably really into sociopaths and Scott Peterson and murders as well. They probably have a lot in common.
Yeah, totally. So that you can check him out. He's cute. He seems funny.
Agreed.
Okay. Do you care about Ariana's sex life? He gave her multiple O's. She was faking it.
I do not care, and she was faking it.
89% agree.
That storyline, I'm not buying in.
Let's discuss in a bit. We'll discuss right after this. Okay. Whose party would you rather attend, Stassi or Ariana's?
Stassi, because I, too, like Dateline and murders.
So considering I was at Stassi's, I was thinking about this. Considering I was there at Stassi's. I already went there, so I would go to Ariana's, but, like, Sheena couldn't be there.
I mean, couldn't go to Ariana's because you had to wear lingerie or a bathing suit to that party.
Oh, because it was kings and queens, but really it meant wear your sluttiest gear. It's like Mean Girls, you know?
Totally.
Halloween is the only way you could dress like a total slut and dress anything.
I would have dressed up as like Maleficent, or I would have been Lindsay Lohan. I would have been Lindsay Lohan.
I would have dressed up as a Disney queen.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's too funny. Okay, so 56% said they would rather go to Stassi's party. Good.
Once again, the majority agrees with me.
Mm-hmm. Will Jax get fired? No, he's a cockroach. Yes, finally, please.
No, he's a cockroach.
66% said that as well.
I think. Who do you prefer? I don't think they could have the show without him, though.
I mean, I would be fine with it.
No, he provides a lot of entertainment.
I know, but he's also just like so like emotionally abusive that I can't like him. Like, I don't find anything redeeming about him. I think you find something redeeming about him. What it is, I'm not sure.
I love his confessionals.
Yeah, I mean, he is kind of funny. But like he's got to get his bunion toes out of there.
He gets so comfortable, and yeah, he just takes off his shoes. He gets real honest.
No, but I get it. Okay, who do you prefer, blackout single Kyle or in love with Amanda Kyle?
Blackout single Kyle.
Send it. 59% agree with you.
He's pretty fun to watch. I mean, he's a raging alcoholic. I think he has an eating disorder.
You do? Why?
I think during the week he eats so clean, and then on the weekends he just gets wasted and then just eats whatever he wants. He's the classic like drunk eater because he starves himself throughout the week, and then he like comes home and he's like, melted ice cream cake, granola. I love granola.
He's like one of the, I mean, I can relate. He's us.
Yeah, I can relate.
I mean, I'm actually not a drunk eater, but
I am.
But I know people who are. Okay, this could be the reason why he unfollowed us. Is Carl gay? The best BJ was a guy. Nah, he's an addict. And I meant sex addict by this.
I think he does have some addiction issues. I do not think he is gay.
Okay, well, 53% said the best BJ was a guy, and I think that best BJ from a guy was Steven.
I agree with that, because he's clearly holding, like, Steven's holding something against him for sure.
Right, and it wouldn't be, like, friendship.
Well, and then they're playing this whole storyline, like, Steven goes for guys that are unavailable, so now they're trying to make it look like that's Carl.
Mary, you're so right. Oh,
I know.
Good one. Good detective.
Really analyzing Bravo.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Brittany is pregnant? Hell no. Sweet baby Jesus, yes.
I'm interested to see how they're going to play this off, because, I mean, why would she bring down a negative pregnancy test?
Why would she bring a positive one out?
I feel like they're gonna say she's pregnant, and I don't know.
Well, I hope you're all raw. I don't know. This is a horrible prank. He posted a photo.
She's like Jax, April Fools.
No, he posted a photo of like him with like a kid. People like screenshotted this, and someone wrote the funniest thing to us. So he had like a kid on his shoulders, and he's like, I had so much fun or something. She goes, I wrote on it, someone called the police. I'm like, oh, that girl, she's probably blocked now, but I thought it was hilarious. Okay, 80% said hell no to Brittany being pregnant. Will Mario try to get back?
Yeah, I mean, we know she's not pregnant in real time.
Someone isn't also... messaged us, and they're an Uber driver in LA, and they picked up Brittany and Jax the other day, and she goes, he's so handsome in person, I actually get it, I don't even like white guys. So maybe they're you just got jaxed. So I'm interested. It's interesting, right? I thought that was interesting. Okay. Will Mario try to get... He smells like turkey sandwiches and sweat.
Okay.
Is that what you just asked? What he smells like?
Sweaty. Yeah.
Really sweaty. Okay. I'm going to try to read this question one more time. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Will Mario try to get back with Ramona since he caught the mistress cheating? Yes. He's the worst. No, he'll try for Kelly Dodd.
I hope he tries for Kelly Dodd. I would love that. Or Shannon? No, he's done with Ramona. That's done.
Oh, 53% said yes. He's the worst.
Oh. So you're saying there's a chance.
Uh-huh. Okay. Will Bravo Andy ever follow us? Yes. Tag him in everything. Yes, but not for a while.
So the only answer is yes.
Well, then people would message and say, and then people would message and say no.
You're like, no, thank you.
They're like, no, but he definitely he knows about your page. They think he knows. Well, do you think he knows?
I think he knows. But really, my dream is to just be a bartender. I mean, it's like Jax had dreams of being a bartender, and I do too. And it's on Watch What Happens Live.
Mary, we're going to get you there.
In April in LA. Bravo, fly myself down there and I'll just stay at my friend Courtney's house.
Please don't come down here. No. Please,
I'm coming definitely in June.
No. Maybe that's when we'll do a Sir meetup with the jury.
Yes.
That would be great. Once you lock in your dates in June, hopefully we can do a see you next Tuesday.
It's going to be on like...
In the beginning of June, maybe.
I'm going The Bachelorette and then either the Monday or Tuesday after.
Okay.
So the 11th or 12th of June, people.
Okay.
LA. So maybe the sexy, unique restaurant.
Yes, we'll do it. We can do a meetup there. Okay.
Yes, I like this.
Okay. So basically 100% said yes in some way.
Except for the few DMs,
but I convinced them otherwise. Okay. Yeah. Sorry for partying. Who did you do? Dorinda's John or Luann's ex, the Count?
The Count.
71%.
That was like the quickest answer.
Wow.
Can you imagine doing John?
Yeah, he'd be all sweaty and slimy, but you could have a good mozzarella and like eat a salami off of him. And Dorinda said
he'd be
hasn't
really been this for you.
Yeah, Dorinda said he's packing.
Oh my god, no, thank you.
Just saying. Okay. Well, and then should we do our reviews before we move into the happenings of the week? Okay. I was enjoying these reviews. We got a lot of good ones this week. If you haven't gone ahead yet and 5-star reviewed us, what are you doing? What are you doing, people?
What?
Not you, just in general.
How does she know what I'm doing? Why is she yelling at me?
No, I meant if you haven't 5-star reviewed us.
The people, the jury.
Yes, jury. Yes. Okay. Do you have one?
Five stars only, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Would you like me to read mine or do you have one available?
Go right now and I'll do the next one.
Okay. Like literally the best. 5 stars by Kelsey from Pennsylvania. 2 judgy girls are the 2 best friends my life has been missing. I love them more than Sheena Shea, or is it back to Marino? Loves her dangling belly button rings, veneers, or horrible hair extensions. Each week, they have me laughing to the point of tears with their breakdown of my favorite Bravo shows, accents, my nieces say beer cheese daily, and all-around funny banter. If you are a lover of all things Bravo, you must listen to 2 Judgy Girls. Thank you, Kelsey. 5 stars.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is from KatieOB83. My life has finally begun. 5 stars, obviously. Mm-hmm. I just started listening to this show, and it is hilarious. Courtney and Mary are hysterical. I'm sitting here laughing so hard at my desk right now. It feels like I'm sitting around talking to old friends. Love, love, love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to do one more, if that's okay. Thank you. Well, I'm sorry. Who was that? Katie? Is that what you said?
That was Katie.
Katie, thank you.
And
so much.
This one's really short.
Okay, thank you.
Because she's an SF Marina girl.
Okay.
And it just says, love. 5 stars. Please plan a meets and greets in SF. Marina Girl SF. I'm there in the marina all the time. Come and find me.
Mm-hmm. Balboa Club.
At Balboa Cafe. Balboa
Cafe at about 1:30 a.m. on a Saturday is your best bet to find Mary. Is that?
I'll be there.
Yeah. Okay. Very literally literal. 5 stars. So people are getting that we say that all the time. This is by A.L. Haley.
They're asking us.
Yeah. If you're into Bravo TV, it's likely that you are A, a female, B, a judgy biatch, and C, probably say literally excessively. These girls check all those boxes, and I love hearing them speak aloud all of my Bravo celebrity observations and judgments. I could be spared a literally every now and then, though, ladies. Love the show. Literally not gonna happen. But thank you for the 5-star review. Thank you for that.
And don't forget to write yours, guys.
Yeah, we love that reading them. And you guys can also read all of them, too, if you go to our iTunes page. That's all. Okay, moving on.
Okay, Vanderpump Rules. We kick off.
This was Scream and Queen and Scream, Scream, Scream and Queens. What was it called? Something like that.
I don't know. Okay. I know. Beverly Hills was called It's Weird.
That was weird.
Yeah. That was weird.
That was weird. Okay.
That was so me. I would have so been Kyle in that situation. We'll get to that. Yeah. Okay. So it starts off with Stassi's murder theme party. And she decided because it's the death of her 20s, which didn't really make sense to me because she should have been turning 30, but she was turning 29.
Right. But besides
yeah, that was just a point.
Yeah.
Okay. But however, I do really want to go to her funeral because she's going to be a taxidermied self with wine and there's a photo booth. So that sounds like a good time to me.
I'm into it. I like that. Yeah. Okay. What do you think about Patrick going on this trip?
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
To Amsterdam and blocking Stassi.
Okay, I was confused. Did he block her like phone calls and texts, or block her on Instagram?
It seems like all,
or just both.
It seems like all fronts,
all forms of communication.
Yeah. So what it sounds like to me.
That to me is a really bad sign.
Yeah, it sounds like this is what happened. He went on the trip. She wanted to sext him. They got in a fight. She probably went like a little crazy by being like, I'll find someone else. And he just was like, fuck this shit. I'm not having this on my trip, and blocked her. Not the right move, but that's what I'm assuming is what happened.
But then I almost think he was like, great, now I can have fun on my trip too.
Oh, yeah, he probably for sure hooked up, especially because at her party, he was doing that thing where he's like, she can fuck whoever she wants. She just can't date somebody else. I'm like, interesting. That sounds like you're every other guy on Vanderpump Rules.
Literally. And then the mom asked, oh, did you have like fun alone? And he said, yeah. Not the right answer to the mom. He's like, I only like cried in the Van Gogh Museum. Like, no, you say to the mom, you know what? After this trip, it made me seem like want to be with someone else. Or you like, fake it till you make it, Patrick. You
He's like, sorry, I can't think. My man bun's too tight. He also didn't dress up. Like, he couldn't dress up.
No, I mean, I think she knew that it was crumbling really fast. And the first sign was the blocking. The second sign was not dressing in theme. And the third sign was him being an asshole.
Yeah, those are great points. Okay, so do you think that the producers told them, like, you guys are going to have parties on the same night?
110%. They definitely were like, yeah, let's put you guys against each other. Who's going to have the better party? Mm-hmm. Or I wonder.
But I thought that they both handled it well.
Do you think they were even really on the same night? Or
yeah, they were.
Okay. I just didn't know, like, they were. Filmy made it seem like they were.
But my favorite thing is that they, like, made these things look like they were so far across town. And, like, Ariana's is at this place on 3rd. I've been in that room. It is not a good party venue.
Well, that party didn't even look fun. And I just wondered, you know, her friends that started singing, what was the name of the band?
I don't know, but he was singing Kings and Queens. So I'm like, did they plan something? Was he like, hey, Ariana, could you theme your birthday the name of my song so that I could perform there and get my music out?
Yeah, I mean, it felt like a paid cameo. They were called Jesse Montana.
No, that's his real name.
Oh.
Remember when I was talking about the Asian guy, Jesse?
Oh, yes. This is coming full circle.
That's him.
Yes. Okay. Got it.
Well, I'm glad you've got it now. Good, 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 good. Okay.
Okay. Then this is another thing that bothered me. So she's like, yeah, it's queen theme and everyone's going to be like medieval queen and I'm just being me and I'm the queen of everything, acting all confident, like walking around in lingerie, getting, you know, trying on outfits. And then the next scene cut to in the therapist's office and saying, she can't even wear shorts or a bathing suit without makeup on. It didn't seem to add up for me.
Here's the thing. I think you can totally have, like, you. First off, I think Ariana, however you say her name, I think she has the best body on this show.
Agreed. And you know what? Sheena was really upset when Lala said she had the best ass.
Oh my, Sheena's eyes like open wide open and she's like, but I've been doing 4 squats a day for 12 days in a row. How could you do this to me? Question mark. Like she's like, yeah, fuck. Where are my butt pads? Like I think Ariana has like the best bod and I can understand you not feeling 100 like about your body, right? And like having confidence issues, and I get that. To me it sounds like she has more of a self-esteem issue as opposed to like a body issue.
Okay, I will agree with that. And then I wondered if she was like asexual.
She totally could be. Like, I think there's something to be said about, like, you can be like, show off this confidence and be like, yeah, like, I'm great. And you can, and this is kind of the argument, not the argument, but the conversation she was having with Tom is like, it's easy to fake it around people when you're like, kind of trying to impress them. And like, maybe it's like surface, like, it's my birthday party. I'm going to pretend like I look hot and that I, you know, I look great.
Right.
Like, I think that that's like possibly like something that's happened. And then she's like, but I'm not 100 with myself. And I don't feel like sexy for like my man. And I don't want to have sex because I feel like disgusting.
Right. Because someone said that there's something wrong with her vagina.
Yeah. And then I was like, she's like, but they were regular vagina problems. And I was like, what kind of problems? Didn't you wonder that?
I mean, the vagina can have many, many problems. It's a special place. So maybe it was just a yeast infection. I don't know. She's been a lot.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. It's just the whole thing was like kind of weird. And like, Ariana, let's like get a storyline though. Like, your vagina is not allowed to be your storyline on Vanderpump Rules. Like, we do not go deeper than the surface. What do you think? Okay, is Billie Lee a fit on this show?
You know, I don't. I think, you know, I appreciate them being progressive, and I actually feel like she has a connection with
Jax.
I agree.
It's kind of like there's like a confessional between them. Mm-hmm.
I don't want her as a trans character, like, to be somebody who's trans, if that makes sense. Like, she can just be on the show because of who she is. Like, we don't need her to, like, fill a role.
Yeah. I don't know if she completely fits yet. I'd like to know about her dating life.
Well, so word on the street is that she's dating Ariana's brother.
Mm.
What do you think about that revelation?
Interesting.
She's dating someone from Vanderpump Rules, or from Sir. And some people were saying Max, but I think Max has like an older girlfriend. So I think it's Jeremy.
Okay. I would like to know. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll find out at the reunion.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about Tom Sandoval for a second.
Mm-hmm. And him seeping out alcohol?
No, I was going to just...
out of his pores and Lisa smelling it?
Okay. Oh, yes, that too. Why do you feel the need to tell your boss all of these things? Like, oh, yeah, we went hard. We went to the strip club, Lisa. It was sick. It's like, no, you don't tell your partner, like...
we made it rain.
Dollar.
She's like, make it rain.
She's like, what does that mean? He's like, you know, with dollar bills. And I'm like, that's what poor people do, dollar bills.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, what is the real update on Tom? What's the construction like down there? You probably passed by.
I haven't seen it, to be honest. I have not seen it. So I should look for it, but I don't even think there's a sign outside.
And then they only wrote the check for $25,000.
Yeah. I think it was they get 5% for $50,000. I don't remember what the breakdown was. But I wanted to talk about a few things about Tom Sandoval. His kilt. I wanted to talk about his emergency costume guy.
Right. I would like to talk about him just feeling good styling people.
Now, do you think that, like, I would pay money for Bravo to give him a spinoff? Like, you know how Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, like the new version of it just came out on Netflix? Like, I would like Tom to have his own show.
Give Tom a styling
show. Could you imagine?
No, but I genuinely, he's such a simple man. He is so, so simple. And I think he really did get pure joy out of making these guys feel fresh and new and handsome. Like, he truly likes to inspire others, whether that be through fashion or music.
We're jump roping.
I mean, he inspires people to do, you know, get in jump rope competitions. He inspires people to dress better. He inspires people
to be their best selves.
And play the trumpet.
I think I would watch a spinoff of Tom Sandoval. But he can't, like, play up. Like,
completely. Like his daily life, though. Like, just day to day. Like, him waking mm-hmm. up, hitting the gym. He's just a sensitive soul.
It's like...
like, you've met this guy before, you know, like, and he's dead serious. Mm-hmm. Like, he really takes himself super seriously. And that's what
people
that's
think he's gay, but he's not gay. He loves himself. Like, everybody's like, he was like, you know, could have.
And he likes to inspire others.
But he couldn't figure out what his costume for Ariana's was going to be. And he was, like, so upset about it. And you're like, wow, like, what a caring boyfriend. Like, he's really, like, worried about, like, looking good for his girlfriend's party. I'm like, no, this is all for him. He needs to look his best to feel his best, which is why he called his emergency costume guy, who I've dubbed Hans McGillicuddy. I had maybe a glass of wine or so after watching that episode, and I had to delete the stories I posted. I
whipped out your sombrero and put on some shades. I like watched those. I was like, I don't get it.
Did
I don't
you get it after you watched the episode?
Just watched it today.
I know, but did you understand after you watched it?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Well, anyway, I've created a character for Tom's
costume guy, and his name is Hans McGillicuddy, and he's only there for Tom for costume emergencies. And I just like, I had a whole,
so good.
I had a whole backstory for him too, but that's for another day. But anyways, I'm just very curious. Like, does this guy drive around in a white van and he just has costumes in the back and he puts like Tom puts out like the bat signal for him and he's like, oh God, I must run to Tom. Like what? Just,
I don't know.
I have so many questions.
I don't know.
I have so many questions. That's all.
It seems a little odd. I mean, even that he had all those costumes ready to go in his own apartment. Yeah. And then he wore something completely different.
He had like 12 kilt.
It was really
12 kimonos and like and a pair of white contacts.
It was really the eyes that did it.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that the costume looked great. I wasn't really sure what he was. He was like Maleficent?
He was Maleficent. Yeah, but Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty.
Okay. And I thought that
Princess Aurora.
I thought that Ariana looked great. I thought,
oh, see, the wig. I thought he looked better than her, and the wig, just, she didn't need the wig.
No, she didn't. And her hair, she needs to wash
it. It was a bad wig.
She needs to wash her freaking hair.
She looks really bad in this one confessional.
With the ear. The hair behind the ear, and her ear sticks out.
Yeah. I think she's the prettiest girl, but she just, maybe she's hungover that day.
Yeah, she's really pretty. Okay, let's move on to the other party. So Stassi says,
Wait. The conversation when, you know, they're eating breakfast.
Yeah, we talked about that.
The multiple orgasms?
Oh, maybe we didn't touch upon that that part. Okay.
That was very important.
Sorry.
He's like, I used to give you multiple orgasms.
And she's like,
she's basically said, I don't know if that's true.
She's like, I was faking it. And he's like, I would know if you were faking it. I'm like, would you? Would you? I think you would.
Yeah.
You would not know.
And then
Ariana's a hell of an actress.
And then that became art.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. Can we, you want to switch over to the other one? Okay, so I just want to switch
Kevin
over.
Kevin Lee apology?
Nobody cares about Kevin Lee. Like, he said sorry to Lisa. He's like, sorry, Lisa. Katie, here's
and
the bouquet.
Then gave her flowers.
Yeah, it's like, eh, over it. I don't care. Like, we addressed it last week. I don't really care about it. What do you feel?
I don't care about it, but something I do care about is that ranch tower.
Were you into it, or were you like Tom Schwartz and not at all?
I was into it.
I was like, that's my dream.
I don't think that's gross at all.
I love ranch. And people were like, I can't believe she ordered Domino's. I'm like, first off, you can get $5.99 medium pizzas, multiple ones. It's great. As someone who gets hungover and you can get two items for $5.99 each, I get the pizza and wings.
Can't go wrong.
You cannot go wrong. And then if I had a ranch fountain, I would literally never have to get up off my couch on a Sunday. I could just like grab a wing, like drop it into a ranch fountain and take it out and just be like my life.
The happiest girl in the world.
The most.
Sitting in your underwear.
Exactly. I don't see anything wrong with it at all, to be honest. Okay, but then when they had...
I didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, when they had the stripper from New Orleans show up, and they were like, Stassi, do a shot out of her ass.
No, that made me feel very uncomfortable.
I thought it was really weird, too, because I was like, how far are they sticking that shot in the ass to make it stay?
It actually, when I heard it, an ass shot for it, I was like, that sounds so disgusting. And then I saw it and I was like, okay, it was just basically balanced on her butt. But I wouldn't have done it personally.
No, and I wouldn't have done it in front of my mom.
I kind of get what Stassi was saying. Like, I just wanted the stripper to be a guest.
Yeah. It's like, don't you hate when you have that problem when you're like, God, the stripper is just a friend tonight. But what I
that was kind of But then she took it to the next level by storming out.
Well, so here's what I've decided to about this party as someone who was there, but, you know, not actually in the party because I wasn't allowed. That party went after hours because when she went out on that street, there are two very big, like that bar that's there. There's one right at the corner and then there's one on the other side of it. That street is always filled with people. And that was a Saturday night. So I assume that that was happening like when she stormed off. That was at like 3 or 4 in the morning, because there's no way that there were no people on the street if the bar was still open. So okay. I just wanted to say that.
But you know, just blaming on the alcohol and Adderall.
I'm like, did she just admit that on TV? Like all these people, when they're like, I've never done coke in my life. I'm like, okay, but sniffing Adderall is this, like cutting up an Adderall pill and snorting it is the same thing as coke.
That's why they go to Mexico in 2 weeks. They needed to supply.
I know, but when they're like.
And I actually just booked today to go to that hotel for spring break.
What hotel did they go to?
It's
the me.
They stayed at the Thompson Hotel in Playa del Carmen.
Oh no! Who are you going with?
Stephanie Ayala.
Oh dear God!
And then we're doing Tulum.
Oh.
You know, it's like I kind of didn't do like 3 days party, 3 days retreat.
Yeah, I like that. So you're gonna get your yoga on?
I'm living a more balanced life.
I don't believe that, but whatever you tell yourself to get yourself to Mexico. Are you doing Tulum first or are you doing Playa del Carmen first?
Playa del Carmen first. Get it out of my system.
Uh-huh.
Relax.
Okay.
Relax at the end and come back fresh.
Wow. That sounds really lovely. Do you think that that's what happens for the summer house kids is they go really hard and when they go back to the city during the week, that's like where they like recuperate?
Yes.
Okay. Can we just move on to summer house?
That's when Kyle Cook, he is anorexic all week and then he eats on the weekend.
Oh my God. Okay. So I just,
how do they stay out so late? 6:30 in the morning.
Well, I think that they're have an Adderall prescription too. Like now, do I think they do as much pasta as the Vanderpump Rules kids do? No, because they're working during the week. The Vanderpump Rules, like these people all have like, or at least it seems like, well, maybe none of them do anymore because who doesn't have a job? Carl doesn't have a job. Danielle doesn't have a job.
Okay,
what?
Well, but okay. So Carl is, he's turning into Carl Point 2.0. Uh-huh. He has to sell $15,000 a month and he's on a 3-month trial. Danielle's still without a job. I like how Lauren, her senior executive assistant, but now she's basically trying to be a stylist. They're definitely playing up the whole New York City vibe. Entrepreneurs, the Julio line.
Yeah, they're like,
what's his name? Julio?
I thought it was Julio, but apparently it's Julio. But no, but they're like, we work hard and we play harder. Summer house. Like, that's their, like, tagline?
Exactly.
Like Lindsay like owns her own company where like the main, you know, that she does a PR company, like the main client is like a margarita machine.
Right. And probably Whispering Angel.
Right. And I think Steven said somewhere that they are sponsored by Twisted Tea.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even know what happened this week on Summer House, because I feel like it's just a clusterfuck of them drinking. And usually it's either by a pool in some grass or just like in their house around their kitchen island.
And really the central storyline is the whole
Carl?
Lauren and Carl. Yeah.
Like, this is what I want to say to Lauren.
I feel bad for her. He's so playing her.
Well, okay, but what was the thing where she was like, do you love me?
No, I literally wrote like, why did she say that? Because he like fucks with her. But then at the same time, it's not like he says, come in my bed every night. She asks to go in the room every single night. And then, of course, why would he deny that? I mean, come on.
Right. But also, like, why do we have to see his hairy ass this week? Like, make that blur line bigger. I don't need to just see the blur of the ass crack. I need the whole ass blurred. But I've also decided he likes crazy girls. And that's why he confronted Danielle, because Lauren was like, you need to do something about this. And he's like, yeah, I do. I do. You're right. You're right. I do. Like, he likes the
crazy. I was actually really I was surprised he did that just after the car ride. But it's like, he's also complying to exactly, he's so leading Lauren on.
Of course.
So in her eyes, she's seen it as, oh, Carl's sticking up for me. Look what Danielle's doing. She still likes him. And then he gets his ego inflated and is like, yeah, look how much she likes me. And, you know, I'm having so much fun with you, though, but I won't commit to you. I won't talk to you in New York. But if you want to come in my bed at 6 a.m., come on down.
Well, I mean, if you were the guy, wouldn't you? Like, she basically throws herself at him. Absolutely. Like, I just don't know.
I agree.
I feel bad because
it's so easy to see it from this perspective. For sure. But like, when it's happening to you, you're like, well, like, yeah, I go into his room and we have
what
sex.
If he also is, what likes if me.
He said, I love you. He said, I love you.
What if he said to her, like, what if he texts her before that and is like, come to my room, and then we just see her coming to his room?
No, she asks, can I sleep in
here? I know, but I'm saying, like, what if he's actually texting her? Like, I can see her leading him, like, I can see him, like, sending her a text, like, you look so good tonight, like, I wish you could sleep, like, I wish you would, like, sleep in my room or something. And then she comes in, like, can I sleep in here? And he's like, of course, come on in.
But really, it's the CA, it's the Carl addiction. And she's the one that's probing it. Do you love me? And he's like, yeah, can we have sex? That was the exact line.
Yeah, which was also very weird. I just laughed because, like you said, she's like, oh, he loves me. He loves me. Like, he loves having sex.
Do you think Danielle's jealous at all?
Yes. Yes, because.
Oh, I did not get a jealous. I think
she kind of thought that she would go in. Maybe she like doesn't want to hook up with him, but she like wants the attention from him a little bit. Because
I was going to say, I think that she, if any two people were hooking up in the house, you would ask them about it. That's what she's doing.
I guess.
And I think she genuinely knows how crazy he is. She's like, give the man a glass of rosé and he'll turn on you. Like, she knows what he's capable of. Lauren still hasn't quite processed that, even though he ghosted her. And oh my God, when Kyle was in the car, just so you know, Lauren, he never said he was dating you.
And it was just like crickets. And that's what I kind of love about Carl. And
no, Carl said, can we do a little silence?
Timeout? Did he put him on timeout or something?
Oh, he put Danielle in a timeout.
Oh, he put Danielle in a timeout. Oh, I couldn't remember who put on timeout. But yeah, that was funny.
But then in the car ride, he's like, we need a little silence now.
And then she just...
I mean, he's just putting out bombs.
Like, it was so funny, though, because I'm like, you know, I kind of feel like Kyle's like a true friend, right? He's just going to be like, he's going to black out, but then he's just going to give it straight to you. He doesn't love you.
Right. Well, the sister is the true friend, too.
The sister...
The sister's like, you're doing the same thing. Like, you're so dumb. He's going to play you again.
Okay, I know.
She's like, I'm just having fun.
She's like, what?
And he loves me.
Yeah. She's like, and then I said, can we get married? And he said, yeah, can we bang? Like, she's like, this is how she gets Carl to agree to things. She asks him very important things right before he's about to stick his dick in her. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what do you think about Amit? I'm trying to figure him out. First off, he's so annoying because he likes to DM with us. And then I was like, Amit, why don't you just follow us? And he's like, no. I'm like, you're really like kind of a tease and I'm over it. Why are you engaging with us?
He's not going to be back. Let's just say that much. He's not bringing anything to the story. I mean, I like how they're introducing these new people. Like, oh, he's Jewish. His mom died when he was 17. Brings a sister.
I thought he was very endearing this episode, but I'm going to be honest. Like, I think he's gay. Do you?
No. I don't know. But I don't really know him yet.
Okay.
He's just boring to
me. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like, it's not as an insult or anything. I just felt like I was like getting a very like, not bro vibe with him and Carl, but like more of like a relationship vibe with him and Carl when they were like cuddling and farting together.
Right. Steven was probably so
Steven's
jealous.
Probably pissed, like wrapped in his like his Game of Thrones, you know, wolves blanket. Just like, what is going on? I don't know.
I agree.
Next week is,
yeah, that's basically it for
Summer House. I feel like next week's going to be good. Basically, Steven outs Carl for hooking up with guys, and the sister comes, Lauren's sister comes and throws a watermelon. And,
yeah.
And Kyle's reaction. Also, I want Amanda back. I missed Amanda.
Yeah. It's also weird because, you know, in real time, like, they had a weekday sleepover. Once again, I think they're living together.
You think they are living together?
I do.
Okay, interesting. Because he didn't respond to it.
So it's kind of, like, weird when you see these
like, in real time?
Yeah, it's... I wish there wasn't social media.
Right, so that, like, yeah, because everything, like, even with, like, Jax and Brittany, it's, like, you know that they're together, so, like, this breakup is, like, non-existent because we see photos of them now.
Right, and you know they're not pregnant.
Right. Okay, let's move on to Beverly Hills. This show has nothing.
They have nothing going on. Next week looks good.
Yeah, but every week I think that. Oh, next week's going to be the good week.
No, Kyle, like, unleashes. Because Doritos keeps digging her hole or her grave. I mean, like, okay, this bothered me so much. She's, like, what? And why didn't she want to work out? Why didn't Dorit want to work out?
When have you ever seen Dorit work out?
Do you know?
What? Do you know something?
There was an episode last season.
There was? What did they do? What?
I'm just surprised they didn't all participate. No, she had a trainer at her house.
Oh, she did? I don't recall.
In the backyard. Oh,
interesting.
So, and then they're basically sitting in awkward silence. And then she's like, well, I just really got to get this off my chest. Some of the girls were upset you left last night.
I thought bad for Erica.
No, I thought Erica was playing it cool at first. Like, she's eating the watermelon. She's like, well, who? And Dorit's just like, you know, just like a few people. And they were just upset that you left. And meanwhile, she's putting the water in the tea kettle, but doesn't take off the pot. She puts it in the spout, which I thought was hilarious.
People are already DMing us about this. And I'm like, that is how I put water in a tea kettle. I open the spout and I just fill it that way.
You're supposed to.
I know how you're supposed to do it, but I just fill it up that way. So I don't have to take it off because it's kind of awkward because you're trying to hold it as well as fill it with water. So I just put it in the spout.
Well, I mean, for a girl that says so much about glassware, she should know the proper etiquette.
Whatever. You know what? Next time I'm going to fill my tea kettle that way while I wear a jacket just on my shoulders.
You go, girl.
Because society can't tell me how to live, and neither can Dorit. But anyway, right. I digress.
Yeah. Okay. So then,
Erica Jane's
like, "Well, who said that? Who said that?" And she's like, "Well, Kyle did." And I'm like, "Why would you like pin this on Kyle?" And then she's like, "And Teddy too." And then they come in. They're like,
"Yeah." I was like, "Wait, I thought."
Like huffing and puffing from the workout.
Wait, didn't we just see them 2 seconds ago? Then, not like that they were like, okay, thanks, bye. And then they're like all dying.
And the pretty mess is like, so Kyle, I heard you're upset I left. And she's so caught off guard. She's panting. She's like, wait, what? I just didn't like the way that all went down. It seemed so conniving of Doritos.
I agree. It's like Dorit just is like trying to stir shit up. And like she wants to be like, I feel like she just wants to be part of everything, whether it's a fight, a fun moment, a silly moment. Like, she's like, I got to be in it. I have to be in it. And I just felt like I felt bad for Erica because she's like, Erica's like, basically like, I don't want to talk about my motherfucking period on The Housewives. Like,
right. And she only stayed in like a double tree.
Yeah, it's like. And then I was like, oh, I wonder if she was staying there because her glam squad was there. She came over looking perfect. It was just was her assistant or whatever. But I'm like, who gives a shit if she left? Who cares?
No, I'm team Kyle and Teddy because it was weird.
Why?
It really was. If someone, just because she brought her stuff and picked out a room and all that stuff, and then she decides to leave. It was weird.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It was.
I get really,
I'm Team Teddy.
I will tell you, I get really, really, really bad periods, okay? I'm going to Erica Jane myself here. Right? I get really bad periods, like debilitating, where sometimes like I can't even go out. And I've had times where I've been like, cool, I just like leaked, like I have to go. And all I want to do is just be in a bed and be like by myself away from people. And I feel like that's where Erica Yeah, I just felt like that's where Erica Jane was at. And I'm like, who cares if she wanted to leave? Like, she left at like midnight or whenever she left. Who cares? There's seven other girls. I mean, we had season one Camille back. That was like four girls worth.
No, and my favorite thing was like, all right, Camille, you're such a tattletale. That's not cool, you tattletale.
Yeah, no, she said that to Dorit.
Oh, what Camille. Did I say?
That she said it to Camille.
No, oh, I said Camille said it to Dorit.
I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, sorry. My bad. Yeah, and
Camille said to Dorit. She was tattletale.
She's like remember when she was like when they talked, sorry to go dark here, but when they were talking about Taylor Armstrong when her husband like beat her and she's like, "And now we've all said it." It was like one of those where I was like,
right.
Okay,
right.
Camille's frightening me and I do not want to double cross her right now. Okay, so here's the
yeah, I wouldn't want to be on.
Yeah, so basically then, like, then this, like, fight keeps going. I'm like, I can't even believe we're fighting about Erica leaving. And Erica's crying. And then Teddy starts to cry. And then Teddy wants to comfort Erica. And Erica's like, please don't touch me. And then Teddy's crying. And Teddy basically just kind of kicks everybody out. And I'm like, this was a horrible stay. Dana Point is not close.
But
that's a 2-hour drive for all of them.
No, but they, I mean, I kind of get it though. She's like, you know what? You guys like didn't even bring any food. I said potluck. I'm super casual. I wanted you over here. You show up with nothing. Doritos brought freaking Cheesecake Factory rolls and claimed that they were hers. And I'm just kind of like, I got this trainer. I'm trying to be nice. And you guys are just bitches. Like, get out. I'm done. Mm-hmm. See ya.
But she's too much of a cool girl and like a, she's too much. Teddy's fine, but I don't need her on my TV where she's like, I don't have a fashion sense. I don't know how to do anything. Like, oh, my babysitter's a stylist, so I have her pick out my clothes. I'm like, everything that you've worn on the show, you have been fashionable. Don't tell me that you don't have a fashion sense. That annoys me.
She's wearing way too many rompers for
yeah.
me. And then when she came to Kyle's mm-hmm. store and she had her hair pulled back, but then those
Oh my God, I was looking at the strings in front too.
Wispies in the front.
Remember like the little...
They were awful. I'm like, you didn't curl them right. Like they're too long. Your hair's too long for that. Like you didn't need that. You could have everything off your face. You have a beautiful mm-hmm. face. You don't need to hide anything. It was so
yes,
weird.
I totally said one side was longer than the other. She was basically looking for like the Kim Zolciak ponytail. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It just wasn't.
Yeah. It wasn't. Yeah. Okay. So here's a question I have. Will nobody film with Rinna mm-hmm. and that's why she keeps filming with her daughters?
What about that? Say that again.
Will nobody on the cast film with Rinna? All she does is film with her daughters.
Oh, that's an interesting concept. But then it's like Erica Jane went there. I think Rinna is like too busy for the show right
you
now.
Think so?
Because she's doing the middle, she's doing days, she's managing the girls. I don't think she's had enough time to
be available to take
go to everything.
Okay, I guess. I don't know. It just seems like weird. It's like they're really trying.
But that's an interesting observation.
You're just really trying.
But no, I think they all went to Vegas. It's been fun. They've traveled so much. Vegas, now they're all in New York. I love that they're all there for Fashion Week. The thing is, I do, you know, I feel like that they aren't bringing the drama, but it really is fun to kind of see their lifestyles because they are really the like lifestyle of the rich.
Well, here's
famous.
Something that I found funny about all of them being in New York. First off, before we went to New York, I wanted to say, how excited were you to see Tom Girardi?
I know. This is the little cameo of awkwardness. I'll sign
yeah,
you
Yeah, and
up.
I was like, okay, can we just like, I think.
Daddy.
Like, it just was like I saw him sitting there and I was like, oh my God, Mary's gonna be so excited. Like we've seen Harry Hamlin and now we get a glimpse of Tom Girardi. Like she's probably so happy. I refuse to believe those divorce rumors.
I do too, because also she like did a story this like, oh look, my husband, the number one lawyer.
There's a story this week?
Like an Insta story of her like reading a magazine of lawyers and he was like the top 10.
Oh, that's really cute. Okay. So what I notice in New York, Lisa Vanderpump is not comfortable in New York.
Oh, kind of out of her element.
Yes, like Rinna's fine in New York. Like Erica had lived there in her 20s. Camille was there in her 20s. Dorit is a chameleon, so she loves New York because she probably lived there for 44 years and that's where she picked up part of her accent. Kyle's got her store.
Right.
And like Lisa Vanderpump.
No, I agree with it. She can't be the mayor of WeHo.
Right. Like she is a big fish, little pond. She does not like to be a small fish, big pond.
I agree with that. And then it was like kind of hilarious, the juxtaposition between her getting ready with Rosario or
Rocio.
What's her name?
Rocio.
Rocio. And then Erica Jean with like her glam squad and
she's
kind of funny.
Rocio, I was gonna wear this somewhat sheer, either black or pink outfit. And if it's black, it'll have a pink bra, and if it's pink, it'll have a black bra. And it's literally what I wear all the time. But what do you think? And she's like, "Oh, Miss Lisa, I love that." And she's probably just so excited because she doesn't have to be on her hands and knees with a toothbrush scrubbing up dog piss.
Exactly.
Like she's like, oh yes, show me more. Like, okay, why also were they at the airport at 3:45 a.m.? What the hell time of flight is this flight that they're going on?
I thought that was super bizarre too. I'm like, well, you're not taking a red eye. Maybe it takes them a lot longer to get on planes because they have so much luggage.
No, there's no way. Like maybe with cameras and stuff.
45. Like, yeah, maybe it was a 6 a.m. flight.
And
they have to get there like 2 hours and 15 minutes before.
Okay, I've just got to pause this
right now.
I
thought that was a weird.
I have to pause this. I'm sorry. Because right now I'm watching. Okay, this whole time I've had the Olympics on the background because Team America. And Shaun White just won the gold medal for snowboarding and he's crying and it's very sweet.
Oh, I saw that in the news like hours ago.
I know, but now I have the rewatch going just in case. I love America, okay? But I'm just very excited about this. It's just really sweet. I love when Olympians get really excited when they win and they just cry and it's everything that they've worked hard for. He's our age.
Yeah. No, it reminds me of Bruce Jenner.
Oh my God, he's crying. He literally looks like a red tomato right now. They called him the flying tomato.
He's gotten cuter.
He's gotten cuter. Also, his girlfriend is...
I'd go for it.
You know the band Fantagram?
Nope.
Okay, so there's a band called Fantagram, and his girlfriend is the singer in it. Anyways,
cool.
Let's go back to. I'm sorry for this interruption. Sorry, that ADD came over me, and I felt the need to have to talk about it. Okay. Also, when Dorit is talking with her in-laws before they go to New York, her accent seems to go away.
It's like her accent comes back when she talks to PK.
But she was like talking to her in-laws.
But when she talks to normal people, it's fine.
Yeah. I'm a chameleon. I just take on whoever is around me.
I'm on a cover of a magazine.
Okay. Who the fuck is giving Dorit?
I'm like never heard of the magazine.
It's like that. It's like the new OC housewife that's a certified go-getter. It's like, so we just put our faces on things and say they're covers, right?
Maybe we should do that for tomorrow.
Just like our face on a magazine. Just like, or like maybe Dorit's face on.
People.
Maybe Dorit's face on a Free Jagger magazine.
Well, next week she also has the scene with Lisa Vanderpump under the umbrella and she's not wearing any makeup. And I think it's the way that she contours her nose.
How Dorit contours her nose?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Check it out next week when she's not wearing makeup.
Okay. What did you think?
Like her nose looks a lot different.
Oh, interesting. What did you think of the dinner that they had where Dorit was kind of revealing personal information about LVP?
I cannot wait for this to blow up in her face.
I agree. I think she thinks she's invincible.
LVP is I mean, maybe she just decided that she was going to take on this role of being kind of the villain this year. And really, every season they need a pot stir. And she's doing a great job of stirring the pot. Lisa Rinna, she did it for like 3 seasons. So, you know, she's having a good season.
But you don't.
Somebody else had to take
the spoon.
Someone else had to take the spoon.
But you don't have – well, I like the torch one because it's very up with the Olympics right now, you know, good one. But here's the thing is like, you can be the villain, but you don't go against LVP. Like that's how Brandy got kicked off the show. You can be the villain.
I'm hoping this is LVP's last.
I mean, come on. She needs to just stay on Vanderpump rules. We're going to have Vanderpup rules and we're going to have Tom Tom rules. She can be on those.
I would be happy with all.
I would love all of it. I would watch the hell out of all of that.
It would be really interesting to have Erica Jane and like a true friend of hers.
Erica, like a real friend of Erica Jane's?
Yeah, as a new person.
Well, here's the thing, actually. I've noticed, I think Erica really wants to be Dorit's friend. She's been defending her and like really getting along with her. There was like the scene when they were in the restaurant and she kind of like hits Dorit like jokingly and like looks like... I felt she really wants to be Dorit's friend. She's trying really hard to.
Well, it's nice that these women, they're like the New York women where they can move on and all film together. And like, yeah, they had Pantygate and
Glassgate. That was and period gate.
So, but it's nice that they can keep the period gate.
I mean, it just seems so silly.
Should have Stassi in the murder clothes looking at Erica Jane's bed. Like it's a murder scene. Okay. This is where my head goes. I think I need to go. Girl.
I think it's time to go too. I'm excited for next week for the takedown. I'm excited to watch the Olympics. Check out Celebrity Big Brother. Give us a 5-star review. Join the Jury Speaks. Bye.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig.
add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.